Sports Talk 1080, the team Orlando. Sports Talk 1040, the team in Tampa Bay. And, of course, SportsTalkFlorida.com. We can continue our college baseball previews with the 2014 Miami Hurricanes. Honored to be joined, of course, by the head coach of the Hurricanes, Jim Morris. And, Coach, another season right around the corner.
Well, you're right. And we start practice Friday, so can't wait to get started. And less than 30 days before we open up, so it's just creeping up on us quick.
Well, for a change, Coach, your roster, you've got a lot of guys coming back. You don't lose guys to the draft. It's got to feel good for a change after the last few years. It seems like you were always trying to rebuild or restart over and reload where you've got enough decent experience, especially in the starting rotation.
Well, I mean, you're right. That's the strength of our club, really, is the rotation. And B-Rad and Silas were guys that could have signed pro contracts or come back for another year. So we're very excited about that. I mean, our four starters from 1 through 4 has got to be as good as anybody, I think. You know, and our question mark is just getting it done late, who's going to be in the bullpen and the roles they have.
And the way the college baseball has been going now with the bats adjustment from last year, and even if you look at the games at Omaha with that ballpark playing really big, it's imperative now that you have starting pitching.
Well, you got to have pitching, and no question the bats changed the game. And in my opinion, not for the good. I don't like the way the game is now going to too many 2-1, 1-0. I mean, all those games you saw in Omaha, they were only three home runs. So, you know, you like to see a little bit more scoring. I mean, not going back to the 80s when, you know, the score was 21-16 or something, like slow pitch softball. But at the same time, you'd like to see, you know, a couple home runs in each game.
You think it's gone too far on that end, or would you tweak it a little bit, or would you like it to keep it the way it is now?
No, I mean, I definitely would change it. I think we've gone too far with the bat, or we got to change the ball, and that's the thing is coming that we're going to change the ball, I think, next year and go to the low seam ball. And they've done a lot of tests, and the pro ball hit same velocity, same everything, goes approximately 30 feet further than what the college ball does, just because of wind resistance with the high seam. So a lot of balls I know I can remember hit on the warning track that they go 30 feet further, their home runs, and you know I'd like to see that, no question.
What kind of offense do you see right now in your roster? I mean, you've got kind of a different group. You got Dale Carey coming back, a senior outfielder, Tyler Palmer, and then you've got some top freshmen coming in from that great class from last year. You got Willie Abreu coming in, Zach Collins. What do you see from your offense?
Well, we do have some guys back. We have a lot of position players back, but at the same time, we have a really good recruiting class. I mean, the best hitter this fall, without question, the entire fall was Zach Collins. I mean, he lit it up from day one to the end of the fall practice, swinging the bat. So he hit 400 and just really swung the bat good. And of course, Dale Carey was much more improved. I think he, you know, got his own head last year, would have been a draft year, and hopefully he's relaxed. He's gained about 20 pounds. He's gotten really, really in good shape because he's just so thin. Of course, Palmer's a senior. David Thompson now is coming off two shoulder surgeries, and yes, it affects his throwing, but it's got to affect your hitting too. So we think David's going to hit in the middle of our lineup and be a guy that going to do that. And Garrett Kennedy, I really wouldn't trade him for anybody catching wise. I think he's as good a catch throw guy, and where he's really improved is his hitting. So I think our offense is going to be improved. Willie Abreu is another guy that has come in, a very, very highly touted player. Jason Hayward's brother, got a lot of tools, was drafted. So there's a lot of things there along with our pitching. We got some young pitchers that have come in, and Cooper Hammond's the guy that I'm really excited about pitching-wise. He was an All-American high school guy from Venice, and if he pitches as good against other teams as he did against us this fall, and he was lights out. So, and that would be our closer if that happens.
Is this the deepest team you've had in a few years? Because I know in the past you haven't had the depth you would have liked. There's maybe some injuries hurt you down during the season. How do you feel about your depth of this team?
Well, I feel this is the best club we had in a while, and part of it's because the guys didn't sign. It's not injury or anything. Like we just had, you know, with particularly with B-Rad and Salas not signed. That's two of our four starting pitchers, and those guys can beat, you know, any, have proven they can beat anybody on a given day. So that was, that's good for us. And Dale Carey coming back is, you know, is really good, and I think he's going to have a big year for us. So really, overall wise, we do have as much depth as we've had in a while, in a few years, and you still got to play it. But on paper, I feel really good about where we're going.
Three lefties in that rotation. You mentioned that pitching staff that comes back. It's an interesting, unique. A lot of people always are looking for lefties and all that stuff, and here you've got a good core here.
Well, we do. Of course, our pitching coach, J.D., was a lefty. He's an all-time winningest pitcher here, and he's very prejudiced to lefties, no question about that. So I think he goes out of his way sometimes to recruit them. And it's tough, right, to hit lefties than it is righties. I don't know why, just maybe because you don't see as many of them. But our three guys are good. B-Rad's beaten anybody. Diaz was our Friday night starter last year, and Suarez has just jumped big time, coming off shoulder surgery where he got hurt in high school, and he was topped out at 95 this fall and just pitched at 92, 93, 94 the entire fall. So, those guys can light it up. And Salas right now is our number four starter, and he pitches, you know, 92, 93, you know, hit some 94s too. So he's got a really prototype guy, 6'4", 230, 235, just a prototype pitcher.
Look at the schedule, Coach, when I was kind of getting ready for this, and I had to look twice. Obviously, there's a brand-new ACC, so you got some new teams coming in, like Notre Dame, for example, is now in the ACC in baseball. But I noticed you're going to Dick Houser to take on Florida State, and I saw the note. It's a non-conference series this year. It's kind of like old-school days with FSU and Miami playing a non-conference series. That's part of the new ACC. There's certain teams you just won't be able to play. Do you like that from a conference standpoint? And just kind of take us through that whole play in FSU in a non-conference.
Well, we made an agreement that between us and Florida State, if we ever had buys, whichever time it was to go, you would still go. So it's our time. If we were playing a league game, we would be playing at Florida State. So that's why we're going up there. And, you know, it's just been as good a series as there is in college baseball the last 40, 50 years. So we want to continue that type thing. I mean, the only thing that could be better is about like it used to be. We used to play six times, back-to-back weekends, you know,
three,
and that was always exciting, and it lets you know right where you were at.
You're absolutely right.
And
on
we
that.
Got Florida the weekend before that, so ain't nobody's got the three weekends, the three opening weekends can't be any tougher than Miami's because, you know, Florida, of course, is got an outstanding club, and then Maine comes in. They had their number one pitcher was drafted in the 11th round and didn't sign, so I'm sure we'll see him on Friday night. And he was coach of the year because they won their conference and everything last year and went to the NCAA tournament. So those first three weekends, and then we jump into the ACC, which is tough. You know, last year we got the number one RPI for a conference. It's just a tough conference, and it's getting tougher with Notre Dame, Louisville, and in particular in the conference.
Do you like the additions that the ACC has gotten with this year with Notre Dame, as you mentioned? And then, of course, Louisville will be coming in next year. But the tweaks in the ACC, from your standpoint, how do you feel about it?
Well, I like it. I think it's good for the conference, personally. I mean, I don't like going where it's cold, to be honest with you. And I've already seen the schedule for 2015, and we go to Louisville early, like the first or so. I think we open up at Louisville. Well, you know what? It might be snowing. It might be a foot deep. So, you know, that's the only one thing I don't like about it. But I think it's good for the conference. It's a tough conference, no question about that. We want to get more and more teams in the NCAA tournament than we have, and we've got eight in it, you know, a bunch of times, and I look to see us get 9 or 10 in.
Looking at the schedule, you also come to Central Florida twice. You play at Stetson and Pete Dunne's Ball Club on March 12th. You come here in Orlando to play UCF. You have a home-and-home with UCF. Talk about the advantage of playing teams like that, UCF, because it helps your RPI, and really all you have to do is take a bus ride.
Well, it's good from that standpoint. We like to come out and play in that area because we have some players from there. And, of course, the program there, they've got great programs with their not only their high school teams, but the summer league teams, the travel teams, and we're very fortunate to be able to come up there, and I think that helps us recruit to come up there, and it's good competition. Both programs are good. There are just so many teams, I got to tell you, nationwide are getting after it that didn't used to. And but it's good for us. It's easy to go back and forth. We come up there against Stetson and fly out the next day to go to Georgia Tech, so out of Orlando instead of Miami. So it's a nice, easy trip for us. And as far as the travel is concerned, of course, they're good clubs.
Very good ball clubs. And as you mentioned, it's key to have RPI games, and you only have to take a bus ride with all the budgets and everything. How huge is it to be in a state like Florida where it's so competitive as far as college baseball is concerned?
Well, it is, and we play the teams in the state to get the better RPIs. Of course, our RPI is always kind of built in to be pretty good just because of the ACC. You have to really work to screw up your RPI if you're in our conference. As good a conference as it is, as good a schedule as they play. And no question, playing FAU and Central Florida in particular, where their RPIs, they had good RPIs last year, and the teams that we play and Bethune-Cookman, they win their conference every year. We try to play teams that win their conferences. And if you play those type teams, then your RPI ends up good.
How is the high school talent in Central Florida in comparison to, like, South Florida?
Wow, that's a tough question right there. You know, it's really good both places. I mean, I consider South Florida, by the way, anything from Orlando down. So I guess it's Central Florida. But we recruit that area very hard, just like we do down here, and the way recruiting's changed the last few years, it's amazing how you get early commitments in. But great talent both places, all the way across the state to Tampa, Orlando, all the way down Palm Beach, all the way down. There are a lot of good players, and majority of our team, probably 80%, comes from that area.
How's college baseball changed from when you started coaching to now? Biggest change.
Just the competition level with all the teams is a huge thing. And plus umpiring. I probably wouldn't, many people say that, but another huge change is umpiring, the fact that you have more quality umpires. We're spending flying guys in all the time to umpire games, and every game is truly a neutral site with neutral umpires. And I think that's a difference in college baseball and ACC, but nationwide. And it's getting more and more like basketball. I mean, every weekend I have no idea who's umpiring our game, so they fly in and see who's walks in the ballpark. So that's a big change. But just the fact that Central Florida, for instance, now is a really good program, and you know that you better bring your A game or you're going to have issues no matter who you play in the state.
You're right. And did you ever think that when you played a team in, like, Florida State, for example, one of the people you're going to have to scout or compete against is a Heisman Trophy winner in football? We're going to have a player and athlete that's well-known is going to be playing in big college baseball this year, which helps the sport.
Yeah, it does. And it's going to be interesting to see where his future goes, because he could be their number one pitcher and possibly their best hitter, too. I mean, he was outstanding against us last year. He played the spring game, got on a private plane, flew down here that night, pitched against us, and threw some shutout innings against us that night. I mean, he's an unbelievable athlete, and the next day he's playing right field and hitting in the middle of the lineup. So he's a really good player, good athlete, and fun to watch.
Who's the best athlete you've ever had all your years of coaching? Not necessarily maybe multiple sport athlete, but, you know, just best athlete that you were just impressed by, not just the way he played baseball, but just all-around athletic ability.
You know, it's hard. I've had a lot of first-rounders, and, of course, Pat Burrell, you know, he's the only first pick we've ever had, and Pat Burrell's the best hitter we've ever had. And, of course, Ryan Braun's a great athlete, but we've had a lot of really, really good athletes to play the game. That's a tough question to answer. As many first-rounders as we've had, and you know, as many as I've had, from starting back with Nomar and different people like that, to just play the game a long time. Year before last, we had more guys than anybody in the major leagues, and last year we were second. Long Beach State had the most guys in the big leagues. So we've had a lot of good players. It's hard to choose who's one player. Everybody says Pat Burrell's the best hitter. I don't know if that means he's the best player we've ever had here,
right,
but the best hitter.
And It's a good problem to have too many to pick from, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. And I'd hate to point it out. One above all the rest of them, just because they've been so good, and those guys are the reason we win.
Well, last question for this present team. What's going to be the biggest key, the X factor, for this team not only to be successful, obviously, in the ACC, but in the postseason, and obviously in your goals to get to Omaha?
Well, bullpen and hitting. You know, the other answers are here. We got great starting pitching. I think our defense is outstanding. We got to get some key hitting, and we got to stop people in the bullpen. And I know that's two things, but that's our two unproven areas.
Coach, great to have college baseball right around the corner, and always great to see the Miami Hurricanes back in the top 10, top 15 like they always are, it seems, every year. We look forward to seeing you in Central Florida twice this season, and good luck this year, Coach.
Thanks for having me on. We look forward to seeing you when we get up there.
Sounds good. Definitely like a plan, Coach. I'll see you then.
See you then. Thanks. Bye.
That is head coach Jim Morris of the Miami Hurricanes. They're loaded. You heard it from Coach right there. They're ranked 13th in the Collegiate Baseball Newspaper preseason ranking polls. They're one of six teams in the ACC ranked in the top 25 with Florida State, NC State, North Carolina, Virginia, and Clemson. Should be a loaded team. Coach Morris, most excited I've seen him about his team in a few years. They're loaded with that pitching end. They hope that bullpen gets short away. All right. Hope you enjoyed this edition of ELO Online on SportsTalkFlorida.com as well as SportsTalk 1080, The Team Orlando, and SportsTalk 1040, The Team Tampa Bay, as we continue to preview college baseball 2014 in the Sunshine State. I'm Eric Lopez. You hope you enjoyed the preview of the 2014 Miami Hurricanes. We'll talk to you soon.